in upstate New York one time, Annie and I have fallen in love with hawks up there. The very beautiful hawks, red-tailed hawks they have. And we met a man there named Dr. Heinz Meng, who is a student of hawks. And he's devoted his life to birds, but he's especially interested in hawks. And we hadn't realized how extraordinarily beautiful they are. We use them as a metaphor for some things that are kind of confusing. But the creatures themselves, we've seen many of them flying. We never saw this, but he had made a film of hawks exchanging prey in midair. Everybody has to live. He was of course a Darwinian, and he loved the creatures. Sometimes I think that people who sentimentalize animals secretly hate them. I hadn't realized that before. He loved the creature so much. This is a poem about seeing two of the hawks. You and I saw hawks exchanging the prey. They did the deed of darkness in their own midlight. He plucked a gray field mouse. Suddenly, in the wind, the small dead fly alive, helplessly in his beak, his cold pride helpless. All she receives is life. They are terrified. They touch. Life is too much. She flies away sorrowing. Sorrowing she goes alone. Then her small falcon gone will not rise here again. Smaller than she, he goes claw beneath claw beneath needles and leaning boughs, while she, the lovelier of these brief differing two, floats away sorrowing, tall as my love for you, and almost lonelier. Delighted in the delighting, I love you in mid-air. I love myself the ground. The great wings sing nothing, lightly, lightly fall.